Well, as you get to the final week of spring ball, are the same things coming up, or is it encouraging that you're not having to coach the same things over and over?
We're getting better. You know, each and that's one thing I can say about our football team and this spring. Each and every day we've gotten better. We've had two outstanding practices this week leading up to today's scrimmage. And we expect a big-time scrimmage out of our guys today. Be some highly motivated, guys ready to compete, and it's a big scrimmage for us. I mean, it's going to go out. We're going to go out and have a scrimmage like a game. You know, it's not a situational scrimmage. It's time now. We're going to have coaches in the press box and on the sideline and do substitutions and everything else, but actually go out and play it like a game. So that'll be fun to watch these guys go out and compete.
Is the only difference between today and next Saturday is no one's watching, or?
We're going to draft our for the spring game, which would be pretty cool. We went this week. Our coaches had from Sunday until this past Thursday to get free agents for the draft. You know, they were able to get one offensive player, one defensive player for their team. And then we'll have our draft tonight for the spring game. So that part will be different. But today is just going out and getting better and competing. A really big evaluation day for us.
Are the coordinators drafting?
We actually picked the names out of a hat, who's going to be the head coach for each team. And Coach Woody and Coach Hayward will be the head coach for both teams, and I'll be the commissioner.
So who are those free agents that they picked up?
Royce Freeman and Hugo is one of them. And then you got Jake Hansen and the freshman, Jordan Scott, as the other free agent for a team. So it'll be interesting.
What about Scott then has impressed them?
Everything. I mean, from the time he's gotten here, the kid has been very impressive. We asked him to lose weight. He's doing that with enthusiasm, and he's going out and competing every single day and really gaining the respect not only from the coaching staff but from his teammates by the plays that he's making out on the football field. The kid's going to be special.
Has there been any talk in between these head coaches about I'm coming for this guy, or any bartering?
Oh, there's been a lot of talk and a lot of side door meetings and everything going on. You know, it'd be really interesting to see who's the number one pick in the draft. And I thought the free agent was pretty interesting. It's usually those guys get out there, get competitive.
Who decides those four players for free agency?
Say it again.
Who decides that those four guys are the free agents?
Oh, the head coaches of this team. You know, they have, like I say, from Sunday to Thursday to do whatever they can within the NCAA rules to entice the guys to get on their team, you know, and see if they can get them. So those are the guys they wanted.
And so, first pick, who would you pick?
I don't have first pick, so I can't tell you that.
2 weeks ago, you said you wanted to leave spring, saying you're good at something. 2 weeks in, what are you best at, and what do you want to be best at by the end of week three?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're pretty good at competing right now, so I'm excited about that. And like I say, our guys are getting better in every area. You know, it's hard to say exactly what we're good at right now. I know at the end of spring I'll be able to say that, but our guys are getting better at, like, the most important thing is practicing the way that we want them to practice, you know, and competing and having fun competing, where it's not coming out here and it's just work and it's just dreadful. You know, guys are having fun competing, having fun working, and that's great to see, you know, and they learning to do it without the help of the coaches, and that's encouraging.
Did it feel like beginning of spring practice that everybody on this team was sort of learning like they're freshmen again with the new system, and then sort of do you feel like everybody has moved on from that sort of learning like a freshman?
And I think not just with the players, as coaches as well. You know, a lot of these guys haven't coached with before, so they had to learn and understand how we practice as well. You know, so it's been a learning lesson for everyone. But I think everyone embraced it, and they're getting better. And like I said, the last two practices for sure has been everything we wanted out of our guys, especially from a competitive standpoint and enthusiasm standpoint, really getting out there. Defense making plays, offense comeback making plays, going back and forth. And it's been fun to watch and watching those guys improve.
What do you think clicked? Why the last two practices? What clicked?
Repetition. You know, the more you do things, the better you get at it, you know, and doing it over and over again, you start to understand exactly what it is coach want from you, and then when you're making plays, it's easier to have fun when you're making plays out there. So I just think repetition, and then when they see that and see the enthusiasm and in practice, they kind of feed off of it. So just doing it over and over again, I think really helped.
How much are you leaning on Darren and Charles to kind of lead the receivers until you get those recruits in here to add some depth?
Very much, yeah. You know, very much so. And really all the guys, we're leaning on everyone that's here, you know, but those guys, they're learning too. They're learning a new system, and but they're making plays, and those guys are very talented, you know, and that's good to see. And I think more importantly for those guys is just leadership. You want them to come out here and lead and hold their teammates accountable, themselves and their teammates accountable to getting better and competing and making the plays that we want. And that's the one thing I'm challenging, especially the senior classes, is to hold everyone accountable on this football team and be able to leave here saying that we got the University of Oregon football program back on track.
Coach, where did you and Coach Leavitt first meet? How did you kind of grow that relationship?
Where did we first meet?
Yeah, where did you guys first meet?
I was on the football field and he was coaching. And we played against the University of South Florida when I was at Western Kentucky, and we beat them, you know, and they were ranked, I think they were like number 4 in the country, and we played down in Raymond James and had my best ball game ever against them. And he remembered that day ever since. And then when I started coaching and I saw him on the road all the time, he always reminded me of that game, you know. So our friendship and started growing since then, you know. And then with him being out with San Francisco with Coach Harbaugh and going out and visiting those guys, just continued.
With him, he's kind of built a few programs kind of from the ground up, you know, at South Florida and at kind of Kansas State a little bit too. Is that kind of what you were looking for in a defensive coordinator? Did he kind of fit what you were looking for?
Not necessarily to build anything. I think I got a pretty good idea on how I want to do that, but build our defense up and get that going again. Everywhere he's been, he's been a part of a really good defense. You know, when he was the head coach at South Florida, the defense was dominant every year. And then I think we all know what they did at San Fran. They had a really dominant defense there. And then the job that he did at Colorado was very impressive. And, again, he's a defensive mind. He's been trained by some great defensive coaches, and he's been associated with a lot of them. So, and then his personality and his energy, I mean, all those things is what I was looking for in a defensive coordinator. And I do believe that your team play like your coach's personality. So I expect for our guys to play like Coach Leavitt's personality. I don't want them all drinking Pepsi, but I want them to play like his personality.
The specialists have an interesting arrangement where they kind of have a lot of time to themselves in the practice field. They don't have a dedicated coach day in and day out. Why do you like that arrangement where they get some time to kind of work by themselves?
That's kind of just the world we live in. That's kind of how the specialist goes. And I wouldn't say they don't have any. They work. We have a plan for them every single day, you know, and they work. And we have periods where they got to be ready to come in, and whether it's kicking field goals or it's punting, you know. But every day we have a plan for those guys. So I wouldn't say they're off on their own, but specialists are a little different, you know, and they need that time. They're kind of like golfers and pitchers in golf, I mean, in baseball. And they're working and they're challenged. We challenge them every day.
They said that they kind of like that you will just bring them into a drill and say, you got to kick right now, and they don't necessarily know it's coming. Do you like springing that challenge on them?
I do, because you just never know in football, you know, in the game of football, when you're going to be needed. You know, you got to always be ready. And again, you never know when we're going to need one of those guys to win a ball game for us. So we try to create those situations for our guys, game-like situations, and making sure they're over warming up and practicing, doing the things they need so they can come in and make plays for us.
Got a lot of high school coaches here. How do you balance coaches' clinic and spring ball, and what's your impressions of the turnout you've got so far?
We had practice yesterday morning, and a lot of the coaches was out watching us practice, and then yesterday evening we spent all of our time with the high school coaches, you know, and that was great. You know, it's, again, we took this clinic as an opportunity to where we can talk ball and build relationships. A lot of us are new. We don't understand or know the state of Oregon, and it's all about building those relationships, and we're a little behind with the relationship because we got in here late, so we're really trying to find a way to build those relationships and let them know how important the state of Oregon is for us, and I thought it was awesome.